found himself paired with a Maori, who had been captured at Tobruk. He had whirlpools tattooed on his forehead and cheeks. And they came at last to a membrane of timbers laced over rocks which formed a dome. They made a hole in the membrane, and a German soldier went down with a flashlight and found hundreds of bodies sitting on benches, all unmarked. This was the first corpse mine in Dresden. There were hundreds by and by. They didn't smell bad at first, but then the bodies rotted and the stink was like mustard gas and roses. So it goes. The Maori died of the dry heaves after being ordered to go down in the stink and work. Tore himself to pieces. Later still, the bodies weren't brought up, but simply set fire to, cremated by soldiers with flamethrowers right where they were. Somewhere in there, poor old Edgar Darby was caught with a teapot he had taken from the catacombs. He was arrested for plundering, tried, and shot. So it goes. Billy and the rest of the group were locked up in the stable in the suburbs, and one morning they woke up to find the door unlocked and that World War II in Europe was over. And Billy and the rest wandered out into the shady street where there was nothing going on, and trees were leafing out, and the birds were talking. One bird said to Billy Pilgrim,
"Poot-weet."
All this happened, more or less. I've changed all the names. I really did go back to Dresden in 1967. It looked a bit like Dayton, Ohio. I went back with an old war buddy, Bernard V. O'Hare, and we made friends with a cab driver, Gerhard Muller, to whom, along with Mary O'Hare, I dedicate this story.
I was prisoner of Americans, but after we live here under communism, and it's terrible first. No food, no shelter, nothing. But now much better. I have pleasant apartment, and my girl is getting good education. You know, fellows, my mother died in that firestorm. So it goes, eh?
Gerhard later sent us a Christmas card. It said,
"I wish you and your family Merry Christmas and Happy New Year. And I hope we will meet again in a world of peace and freedom in the taxi cab, if the accident will."
I like that very much. If the accident will.
In Slaughterhouse 5 by Kurt Vonnegut Jr., dramatized by Dave Sheesby, the narrator was played by John Garasio, Billy Pilgrim by Andrew Scott, Bernard by Nathan Osgood, and Mary by Joanne McQuinn. Barbara was played by Sarah Goldberg, Montana by Annabelle Dowler, Valencia by Madeline Potter, and the optometrist patient by Liza Ross. Elliot Rosewater was played by Carrie Shale, Roland Weary by Simon Lee Phillips, Bertram Rumford by Peter Marinker, Howard J. Campbell Jr. by Stephen Hogan, and Paul Lazaro by Gunnar Cothery. The English officer was played by Michael Mears, the German officer by Philip Fox, and the German soldiers by Orlando James and Michael Shelford. The music was by 65 Days of Static, and the director was David Hunter. So it goes.